BukeandTheGang.com presents The Break Show.
Hey, live listeners, this is Puke doing a bit of a break show here for you. Your engine needs an overcoat for about half of your driving. All but about one-tenth of your horsepower stays under wraps, not being used during most of your driving time. Result? Incomplete burning of gas, carbon deposits, sludge buildup, and excessive engine wear that lead to repair and replacement expense. I think that's an ad. Cigarettes are certainly the devil, but delicious all of the same. I don't think this is an actual really good website. Bulgarian goat people? Sure, why not? Trophy wife? That is literally a statue of Stephanie Seymour commissioned by her husband from artist Maurizio Catalan. It looks like, you know, you've seen deer heads stuck on the side of a wall. Well, this looks like a woman's torso covering her own breasts with her hands. That's fucking creepy. Skin furniture. Artist Gigi Barker has created skin stools and skin chairs that are designed to look, feel, and smell like human skin. Specifically, sitting on them is supposed to mimic the sensation of sitting on a rather portly stomach. She achieves the smell part by impregnating the furniture with human pheromones and aftershave. That is fucking bizarre.
Wait.
Skin furniture.
I came here to crash this show. So what are you talking about?
Skin furniture from artist Gigi Barker.
I thought that was something that only people like Dexter would do.
Right.
Or Silence of the Lambs.
They're supposed to mimic the sensation of sitting on a rather portly stomach. That's what everybody wants in their furniture, right? Just feel like you're sitting on a morbidly obese man.
Because when I sit down on my couch after coming home from a long day of work, the first thing I want to think about is sitting on an obese person.
Right. That's weird. Artists are getting so bizarre.
It's art. Art for life.
Yeah. Tattoo baby dolls. An art project. Check out the full gallery of dolls at her site. So you can get dolls that are covered in tattoos. Sure, why not?
That's not that weird. When I was younger, I remember there was something called doodle bears.
Really?
You buy teddy bears that you could draw on them with markers, basically giving them tattoos over their entire body.
Oh, there you go.
Which is what I did.
So you can express your creative side as a child.
Exactly. And also your desire to be a biker chick when you get older.
There you go. Avoid the Noid. I don't know what this article is about, but remember the Noid from Domino's Pizza in the 80s?
No, what is that?
It was a character that, let's see here, there's a video.
Noid. Yeah. Sounds like Android or something
this
alien.
This is the Noid. He loves to ruin your pizza.
Oh my god.
If you've ever gotten cold pizza, a squashed pizza, or pizza that just wasn't right.
Yeah, that sucks.
The Noid did it.
Fucking Noid.
We avoid the Noid.
So apparently that was Domino's attempt to...
What is that
say
little
that
fucking
pizzas,
thing?
Yeah, that's the Noid. You're supposed to avoid him.
Little fucking rabbit with like a spring on his bottom, just like smushing people's pizza. He must be all over the planet at all times, like Santa Claus.
Right.
Or the Easter Bunny.
Santa Claus of Noid.
Only the evil version.
Yeah. California teen sets self ablaze in fire challenge. Let's
like
read about
a Buddhist.
This. Yeah. Teenage boy set himself on fire, encouraged by a new online fad known as the Fire Challenge. Oh my god, please.
Is this like the cinnamon eating challenge?
I don't know. I believe the teen was trying to fire challenge. Well, why the fuck is there not more to this article?
Do something stupid.
Yeah.
Because it's cool.
Set yourself on fire, man. It would be fucking rad.
Yeah, so the hospital bills.
This is the worst article. That's all it says. How is there no more to this?
Because he died. That's why.
Right.
He set himself ablaze and is no more.
The end. Moving along. Otter attacks 8-year-old boy. Let's see what this...
Not really surprising.
The water is still and the sunshine is hot. But tonight this popular beach is
Thanks for letting
closed.
Us know that.
All of a sudden, I just hear screams like for his life.
And Tabitha Moser's 8-year-old is scarred from head to toe.
Wow.
He's just bobbing up and down in the water. And then as he comes up, there's something all the way on top of his head.
Ooh,
at 11 a.m., they were 12 minutes into their swim when she said a 4-foot river otter mauled her son and his grandmother.
Followed us all the way up the river. I mean, it was biting her as I was dragging her, as her legs were dragging in the river. It's just coming up and biting her.
She'll always look gorgeous, of course.
Peter Groves is married to the woman who was attacked with her grandson.
She's talking, she might lose movement. As she's lost some muscle in the eye.
The body of it was wrapped around his body, so it's kind of weighing him down.
Tabitha Moser wrapped said around. The two-minute scare felt like a lifetime.
Even after it swam all the way back across the river, stood up on its hind legs and hissed at me like, don't do it again. You know,
you're next.
Yeah. I always thought otters were cute, but it turns out they're the devil.
Is that an otter?
Yeah. River otter.
Did you hear the story about the guy who was like in Bulgaria or some crazy European country where he was killed by a beaver?
No, I did not hear that.
I should find that article. Yeah, but like fucking water mammals are terrifying. Do not mess with those things.
It says here at the end of the story, Fish and Wildlife responded to the scene and attempted to set a trap, but were unsuccessful. So look out, people of Machias, Washington. That otter is still out there, and he's out for blood. The kid probably like swam up to him.
You and your grandmother and your mother and everyone else.
How fucking bizarre. Let's see, what else we got?
Oh, it was in Belarus. Okay, I found it.
Oh, Belarus.
Belarus. How do you say that?
Belarus. That's how I've said it before.
That's how Americans say it.
Yeah, that's right. Belarus.
A beaver has attacked a 60-year-old fisherman in Belarus, slicing an artery and caused him to bleed to death. It was the latest in a series of beaver attacks on humans in the country. The latest, as the rodents, who have razor-sharp teeth, have turned increasingly aggressive after wandering near homes, shops, and schools. The character of the wound was totally shocking, said the village doctor, Lien Toy Sumil. We've never run into anything like this before. Once hunted nearly to extinction in Europe, beavers have made a comeback as hunters have been banned, unrestricted, and new populations were introduced. Okay, so this guy was... I saw a video of this. He was following a beaver with a video camera, and to me it seemed like he was asking for it because he was very close to this beaver, and the beaver was making aggressive gestures.
Yeah,
like
he was
turning
all up in that beaver's face.
Yeah, he was up in the beaver's business. Like, he should have backed off. He should have known better. But apparently he didn't pick up on the beaver's signals because the beaver bit his artery and killed him. So stay away from beavers and river otters.
Yeah. Well, rodents have huge teeth and powerful jaws, so...
Yeah, rodents are fucking evil.
But how did he get to an artery? Like, was it in his neck or...
No, it was on his leg.
Oh, okay. So that's like the femoral artery or something.
Yeah,
that's,
something like that. But this was a huge beaver. Apparently, he was able to reach his, I don't know if it was his thigh or something like that, but certainly pierced that artery. And lots of blood.
Fantastic. Bar serving medically supervised wine to hospital patients.
Oh, so you've got this article,
too. Yeah, I found the same article. French hospital. Obviously.
Of course. We have to have the wine.
Yeah, it's for the terminally ill. So, I mean, that's a good thing. Like, if I was terminally ill, I'd be doing all sorts of fucking drugs.
Right, but if you're terminally ill, aren't you also, like, over the age of 18 or whatever? Like, however high you have to be to reach the bar? Like, if you're tall enough to reach the table in Europe, then they will serve you alcohol. So, like, why are these terminally ill patients being excluded?
Yeah, I like this quote. Why should we refuse the charms of the soil to those at the end of their lives? Nothing justifies such a prohibition, says some Frenchy bastard.
He's very right.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I was going to say the bar will be the first in France to offer such a facility for patients and their families. Oh, the families get to join in too.
Come on, kids. Let's go to the bar with grandma who has terminal leukemia.
We're going to get fucking wasted.
You might be sad for losing a family member, but at least you'll be able to get shit-faced.
Florida man allegedly chucks furniture at mail truck and then attacks mailman. Florida.
What?
So much fun. Guy's hilarious obituary says, don't email me, I'm dead. That's pretty funny. Mom puts her 4-year-old in a Hooters outfit. That's good stuff.
What?
It's quality parenting right there.
Clearly, she wants her child to have the best.
Oh, here we go. World capital of penis enlargement is... Wait for it. Where? Oh, Germany. Fucking Germany.
Of course it's Germany. So, I know that Germany is, like, famous for having perverts and such.
Really?
But
they've been oppressed for so many years.
I have a question about this penis enlargement. Like, I've heard of, like, penis pumps and surgeries and how they possibly don't work because, like... they'll temporarily expand it, but really there's no like tissue growth or anything.
You're just like making it like swollen, basically, right. Like a, you know, when you bruise or sprain your ankle or some shit. Fun with numbers. The ratio of German penis enlargements to Brazilian penis enlargements in 2013 was 2,786 to 219, almost 13 to 1. Roughly double that of German goals to Brazilian goals in the infamous 2014 World Cup. I don't know. Why are we talking about soccer now?
Because Brazil.
Yeah. But, wow.
Apparently the Brazilian soccer players have penis enlargements and they're running around the field with things flapping around. And
oh, well, this is why. Venezuela's...
Maybe it's more aerodynamic.
Oh, yeah, right? The small-dicked soccer players can run faster. But that's good to know. Germans have small dicks, apparently.
Either that or German women just have really large vaginas.
Oh, what if? That's like the old switcheroo. Hey, Dale's back. And so is Andrew.
Back already.
Hey, we were just talking about Germany, and they have the most penis enlargements of any country.
I think Japan.
Yeah, Andrew just said he would think Japan, but no.
Korea has...
Women have, like, sideways vaginas.
Wait a minute. Say that again. I'm sorry I accidentally muted.
Sideways vaginas.
Sideways vaginas. They're coming
at
you.
Get that drop.
And vertical mouths.
Are we back, or is this the break show?
This is the break show. We were trying to fill in some sort of dead air.
I think Korea does a lot of penis work, too.
Oh, I bet.
The guy, if you've ever watched a movie called Unhung Hero.
Nope.
Yes.
It's a cool documentary, actually.
What?
And the guy...
Let's watch that with us.
Apparently, the guy is a comedian, and he...
Small penis.
Yeah, apparently he's got a somewhat small penis. It sounds pretty small.
Horribly
tiny
penis.
He has a very smaller penis.
And he proposed to his girlfriend on one of those cams at a sporting event.
Yeah, like the Jumbotron.
And so everyone is watching and she rejected him.
Oh.
And apparently one of the reasons she gave for rejecting him was his penis was too small.
Mm.
You know, I've heard terrible stories like this. Yeah. I saw that documentary actually. It was kind of coincidental that I watched it. But you know, I have a friend who was talking to somebody that she met online, and you know, he seemed like a really nice guy. Like, he was attractive, and he had a great job, and great resume and everything. And she's like, so, why is it... why is
resume?
It...
Resume?
Well, that's what you look at
women,
when you're a woman,
women,
and you're trying to find
somebody
online.
Women are looking for different things.
They have a
than
horribly tiny penis, but a great resume.
She's like, why do you not have a girlfriend at this point? And he's like, well, 2.75 inches. And then he just stopped talking to her after. Pretty much.
That's sad.
Wow.
That brings it down. And on that note, this has been The Break Show.
They should have discount fleshlights for those guys.
One. Discount fleshlights. Right, because you only need half a fleshlight.
Yeah, it could be like a pocket fleshlight you could carry it around.
Pocket
and
flesh.
A fleshlightette.
To make this clear, that is the same size as a Bic pen cap.
I don't know how big a Bic pen cap is.
Wow. I've been with some pretty small guys, and I don't think I've ever been with someone that small.
And this is why I can't talk to women. So much anxiety. German, horrible resume, all these things.
So do black guys have bigger ones, and do Asian guys have smaller ones?
I've seen so many black dicks.
Brett said that it's because of discrimination that the only black guys who can get in porn are guys who have really big dicks, so it makes
Boner.
People think they're bigger.
Am I black?
Well, Brett hasn't sucked enough penis to know. Boner.
Right.
Boner.
I don't think that is enough to... I don't think that's enough to explain it. I they are bigger, and Asian guys are smaller. I've dated a lot of Asian guys. I'm just going to say it.
Yeah, me too. Wait.
I didn't care, of course, but, you know.
But?
Okay. As a gay guy,
there wasn't a single one who was bigger than me.
Do you look for larger?
No, not
right,
at all.
That's what
I don't
I'm
care.
Going for, because you don't like dicks. You just like dudes.
Not especially,
and
right.
dudes happen to have dicks.
Right.
So... if they have a smaller dick, it's probably better, right?
It depends. I mean, yeah, actually, in some way, it really is overall in general better, because if they want a bottom, I don't care, and if they want a top, I'd rather not be too big.
Yeah, is that gay? Exactly,
because of pain and whatever.
I feel that's how I would feel if I were gay.
Well, this
and vagina's better. Vagina's better.
Oh, for
best.
Sure.
It's the greatest.
That's what Jesus said.
I was just talking about your sex. If we could design our own sex bots. Like sex bots is a thing now, right? On a recent show, we talked about there's a Berkeley study.
Are these on Amazon?
There's a Berkeley study about making sex bots, kids' sex bots for pedophiles. And then okay. as a therapeutic thing.
Getting creepy.
Yeah, no kidding. It was
Wait,
very
that's
creepy.
Supposed to be therapeutic, like get them away from
it
children?
Seems like it would
See,
make
that
them
would
worse.
Reinforce it. Yeah, like, but if you're constantly able to have sex with children's sex bots that are, like, this so realistic that you can't tell the difference. Or, like, maybe you
but
can.
Would they, but, then,
go
but,
away, Baton.
But then they, maybe they'd be satisfied with the sex bot and who's being hurt, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what if?
Right. But so I just said if I designed my sex bot, it would be Matt Dallas with a vagina.
Preventative pedophilia.
What would your sex bot look like? If you, any, you can control everything about it. What would your sex bot be like?
I can't say.
Right. He can't answer it. Puke, what would your
sex bot? Vin Diesel for sure.
It would look just like Puke.
Yeah, it would be an exact mirror copy.
All right.
If we're going to talk about celebrities, I'd say Jennifer Lawrence. Why not?
Really?
Yeah, she's attractive.
Well, who's the Hunger Games girl?
Yeah, that's her.
Jennifer Lawrence.
Okay, yeah, just, she's the big thing right now.
Mainly just because that's the first celebrity name that popped in my head.
I can kind of see that, even though I'm...
Cloris Leachman.
Even
Wait,
though
who's
I can't,
that? Is that someone from, like, the Golden Girls?
You'll have to Google Cloris Leachman if you don't know.
I can objectively tell that Jennifer Lawrence is really hot.
Do you spell it like chlorine? Cloris?
C-L-O-R-I-S. Cloris.
Cloritus?
Like clitoris?
Sort of. But without the T and the other letters
without
that don't
the
fit.
It? Without the it.
Yes.
All right, I'm Googling right now. Oh, wow.
Cloris Leachman looks like that.
She looked much better when she was younger.
Oh, well, did
I never,
she?
I never saw her when she was younger.
Oh,
do you
well,
know, like, who
I don't know how old she is in this picture, but she's quite attractive there.
Professor
what? She's
McGonagall?
Like 70.
Have you ever looked
yeah,
up?
Yeah, but look how hot she is.
Have you looked up Professor? I think it's Professor McGonagall. No,
McGonagall?
I'm sorry. No, I'm sorry. Not maybe not her. It was the woman who
Hermione?
Is the old lady in Game of Thrones.
Not sure who that
yeah,
is.
She's
been an actress for a long, long time.
Obviously.
If you look at her early movies,
yeah,
she was smoking hot.
Oh,
her early boobies.
Is that what you were looking at?
Lady Morgaine. Or wait, what's her name in Game of Thrones? Anyway,
okay, so
Lady Morgana.
Can we just put this on pause for just a second? You guys were back ridiculously fast. Did you already get the Chinese food?
Yeah.
What the fuck are we talking
Have
for?
Have you not
what?
Ridden in the car with Andrew to know?
Like, yeah, he's on speed and driving very fast.
I thought the food was going to be done in 15 minutes. You guys
I was
were
an
back
atheist
in 10.
And I was praying. Please just let me get back.
Let's
in
get
one
back to
piece.
The show so we can finish it up and eat the Chinese food. All right, now we're looking at pictures of Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah, why not? Because I need to. Well, we're talking about her right here. There we go.
She's awesome, too. Not just her looks. Like, there if you go, listen man. To her.
That's what a sex bot needs to look like.
She's really laid back and cool. She's like, she's the kind of girl I would want to hang out with, even though I'm gay.
Yeah.
I would just hang out with her.
Yeah,
I'd want to be BFFs.
Based on all the internet memes I've seen, she seems very fun.
Yes.
Based on internet memes.
So on top of being ridiculously
what do you think
beautiful.
Yeah, we hang out at Starbucks. Andrew's pointing to the ceiling behind me.
Oh, there's a moth up there.
It's
okay,
a June
it's a
bug
insect.
Or something.
That's not a June bug.
No.
They are much larger and scarier.
Ellen, if it comes towards me, protect me because I know Andrew will scream
I'll
and run
away. Punch it.
Exactly. That's what you do.
Andrew punched a bee today and saved us all.
I did. I'll boomerang it.
No, it was a wasp. It was
oh,
a
yeah,
wasp
it was a teeny,
inside
teeny,
of the
tiny
train.
Wasp.
In the train.
These
you
wasps,
punched it
they
towards
had
puke.
No respect for the train.
No, the sign said nothing. Throw nothing out the window, and it came in the window. Yeah. So I guess that's
fucking
not really
bees.
Part of the rules, but still.
All right, let's bring it back.
Bring what back?
The
Chinese
show.
Food?
Are we back? Is this
Are
the
we
show?
Are we going to eat?
Yeah, where is the Chinese
we're
food?
We're going to eat after the show.
Wait, can we eat now?
No,
during the show?
It's going to be cold.
Finish the show.
Can we talk about how good
okay.
the food is while we're...
Hang on. Ready? This has been The Break Show without Nick. And now... This philosophical reflection has been made possible by PukeInTheGang.com. Listen to more nonsense, poop stories, and jokes and shit like that at iTunes under Puke and the Gang.